It's 91.7 KXT, and today I'm happy to welcome Toronto-based musician Bahamas into our studio. He has a new album out now called Bahamas is Afy, and he's playing tonight at the Kessler Theatre. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right, well, let's just start it off with a song. Which one are you going to do first?
Sure. I'll do a song called Bitter Memories.
When you get through whatever it is you've been up to, I'll still be he that drew you in. And if they should ever say all you loved did was get in my way, I'll defend you, I'll pretend it's not that way. Though the memory of us is sweeter than we really were, wouldn't trade all those bitter memories for her. Ooh. Oh, he's all I'm not, and gives you every little thing he's got, strength and care. Knows that you are a rare bird, one who can't be tamed. Still, it's all the men before me, they're the ones I blame. You can add my name to the long heavy chain around you. Though the memory of us is sweeter than we really were, wouldn't trade all those bitter memories for her.
It's Bahamas playing live in the KXT studios for us today, and that one was from your new album, Bahamas is Afy. And I want to know, this is your first self-produced album, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I've been pretty, you know, intimately involved in all of the sort of production of my albums, but I guess the other two albums I sort of think of, there's not much production. It's just, they're just sort of documents. They're more like just recordings of people playing. Okay. And this was the first one that I guess was a little more ambitious, involving a lot, you know, more different sounds and different ideas.
Well, that's a good thing you said, because that leads me into my next question, which a lot of people don't realize that a producer's job a lot of the times is to help an artist kind of fill out the album. Sometimes even artists go into a studio with chord progressions and vocal melody, and then the producer kind of fills it out and helps them with arrangements. So did you find that challenging on this album? Because I know that you have strings on this album and some other instrumentation.
Yeah, I mean, I know the title producer can be kind of vague, you know, and everybody sort of defines that in their own way. And yeah, I think you're always just trying to find some way to translate the meat and potatoes of the song, you know, whatever the sort of the real guts of the thing, whatever that may be. And yeah, it was challenging, but I think that it's a challenge that I just really enjoy. It just makes me feel like a teenager or something, you know. I basically get to run around in the studio and try out different musical ideas. And yeah, a lot of times, you know, if something's not working, it becomes apparent to everybody at the same time. It becomes really obvious, and you don't necessarily need like a serious musical acumen. A lot of times you just feel it. It either feels good or it doesn't. And yeah, so when you stumble across something that seems to be working, I mean, that's always a good thing.
Well, you played more than just guitar on this album too, right?
Yeah, I got to play lots of, you know, drums and bass and keyboards and lots of singing. I just, when I was writing the songs, I had a lot of these ideas and for rhythm and for arrangements. And, you know, rather than just sort of tell great musicians what to play, I just sort of decided to do it myself, just because Yeah, I just find it's like the best thing about working with great musicians is not telling them what to do. You just sort of let them do their thing, and most people their instincts will guide them to the right place. And for this one, just because the ideas sort of came out a lot more fully formed, it was just easier in a lot of ways to just sort of execute it myself, you know?
The string arrangements on this album, they're really beautiful. I love the last song you do on the album. And so the string arrangements, you didn't write yourself. You brought in the musicians and they kind of filled that out for you, correct?
It's basically one guy. It's this guy, Drew Jurecka. And I would write like some of the melodies and explain to him sort of what I was thinking. And he just very amazingly and quickly sort of built them up into something, you know, he just understood what the songs needed, you know? And that's, I was just so grateful because it's an instrument, you know, the violin, the viola. I have no knowledge of those instruments, and they're just, you know, they have that ability to sort of just one note can have that ability to just sort of send shivers down your spine, you know? So, it's beautiful when that comes together, and as long as it doesn't come across ostentatious or something, then I'm always pleased when that can make it in there.
Good. So you are from Toronto, and the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of music in Toronto is one of my favorite record labels, Arts and Crafts. They have Feist, Stars, Deer Tick, a lot of other wonderful bands. And then, of course, there's the big bands that have come out of there, Bare Naked Ladies. I think Metric is from there. But I'm wondering if there's any, what the underground music scene is like in Toronto, and if there's anybody that we should maybe keep our ears out for.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, with respect to all those bands that you mentioned, I wouldn't refer to any of them as underground. They've been fairly successful outside of Canada, which is always nice. And I think there seems to be a wealth of great songwriters and great musicians in Toronto, and I think proportionally, it's definitely, you know, it carries its own. There's a great songwriter named The Weather Station, and we've done some recording together, and she's just phenomenal, great singer and great songwriter, and she has an album coming out in May, and I would encourage everyone to pick it up because it's just relevant and very important music, I think.
Well, you've played with a lot of Canadian musicians too, Feist. I think you played with Kathleen Edwards. But I was also reading, you're a completely self-taught guitarist, which is interesting because you read a lot about studio musicians or musicians that go out on the road with other artists, and a lot of times they go to school for it. They're very, you know, well-trained in mm-hmm. the instrument. So I'm wondering how you got to that point to be such a fabulous guitarist to be able to do those things.
Yeah, I think maybe self-taught is sort of another one of those things that's a little misleading, you know. I mean, that's not to say I didn't study. And practice, mm-hmm. you know, I just, I guess I was lucky that I just found something that I really, really love to do. And, so now I've been playing the guitar for, I don't know, a long time, almost 25 years. For me, that's a long time. That's, the majority of my life. And I just spent hours and hours and hours when I was young, just trying to unlock the secrets of this instrument. And the beautiful thing is I just still have yet to figure it out. You know, it's sort of what I have realized is that it's just limitless. If you sort of exhaust yourself with one genre of music or one method of playing, there's all these things that can be revealed to you. I don't know. That's kind of part of the thing that sort of keeps me in this love affair with the guitar, you know.
Well, looking back at last year, you released this new album of yours. It seems like you had a pretty big year. You released the album. You were on Conan. You did a bunch of touring. And I saw that you were just booked for Bonnaroo. I'm wondering what else you might have in store for 2015.
I'm contractually not allowed to tell you about
that. No, big secret.
No, I don't know. We'll play a lot. We've been touring quite heavily, you know, throughout the fall and into the new year now. So we'll take, a few months off just for the rest of the winter and we'll be playing a fair amount of festivals and stuff like that in the U.S. and Canada. I don't know. Lots all over the place. Yeah. I mean, we're really lucky. We get to travel and play music. And, that's pretty amazing in and of itself.
All right. Well, let's hear another song from your new album, Bahamas is Afy.
Sure. I'll do a song called Stronger Than That. And on the album, it's kind of a rock version, but I'll give you the real folky version now. This is the way it came out like 10 years ago when I wrote it. Here it comes.
How in the hell does one heart swell to the size of a beast with a bark like a big kick drum? Tell me, what does it take to get a mouth that makes every old man around you seem so young? And I know you're afraid of falling flat, and I know those walls are up against your back. And I know there are those who'd see a crack, but I know that you're stronger than that. If you're feeling bad, wave your hand at a cab and hitch a ride to the other side of the town. I'll be standing there to pay the taxi's fare and lend an ear, dry the tears of a friend who's down. And I know you're afraid of falling flat, and I know those walls are up against your back, and I know there are those who'd see a crack. Still I know that you're stronger than that.
It's Bahamas performing in our studio today at KXT. He has a show tonight at the Kessler Theater and a new album out titled Bahamas is Afy. I want to thank Jason Writings for sponsoring our live session today, and thank you so much, Bahamas,
for
coming in.
Thanks for having me.